Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So an increase in the state pension, child benefit to go up to, and up to €1,200 tax back for the average worker. Lots of promises being made by Fianna Fáil over the weekend ahead of Budget 2025. And to take us through some of those proposed measures and how they will affect the economy, I'm joined by Aisling Maloney, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail, and Bara Rowntree, who's an economist with the ESRI and adjunct assistant professor at Trinity College Dublin. And thank you both for joining us this morning. So Aisling, we'll go through all of this first because we're in April. We're talking about tax cuts and social welfare changes that might happen in October, but it's really hard not to link what we heard at the Fianna Fáil Ardèche to the election prep.
Indeed, and I think Micheál Martin, the Fianna Fáil party leader in Taoiseach, was keen to say that nothing that he was kind of signalling ahead of the budget had anything to do with any prospective election that was coming up in the next 12 months. But of course, as you say, it's quite hard to believe that. Also, I think, you know, Claire, usually in April, if political journalists such as myself started to ask about budget promises and what we could expect in the budget, we actually usually get kind of chastised by politicians saying it's too far ahead yeah. for us to say anything like that. So what we're hearing at the moment, so over the weekend, Fianna Fáil had their Ardèche, and the week before, Fine Gael had theirs. And obviously, there was a lot of attention around the Fine Gael one due to the fact that there was a new party leader in town and a presumptive Taoiseach who has now taken the office, Simon Harris. So Fianna Fáil kind of attempting in some way to take some of the limelight away from Fine Gael there. Over the course of the weekend, Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, did a series of media interviews and he gave a speech at the Ardèche. And in that, he revealed that Fianna Fáil were interested in seeking a €10 increase in child benefit. So that'd be €120 more a year for parents and families. He also said that they wanted to have a €12 increase to pension a week, which would be a €624 increase for pensioners. And overall, for average middle income earners, he wanted to see €1,200 tax back into people's pockets from the various measures. Fianna Fáil also interested in having the first €20,000 of income exempt from income tax to help those on lower incomes. Changes to USC thresholds also mentioned, and raising the threshold for that higher rate of tax from €42,000 to €44,000. So all very interesting promises and quite feasible measures. We saw a lot of these. There was already a €12 increase in pension in this year's budget. Child benefit hasn't been touched since 2016. So it's a long time with no increase to the child benefit. And I think as well, this kind of capitalises on Fianna Fáil's desire to kind of target those parents of young children, parents of school children, particularly with their previous measure, the free school books initiative. And they've also, Micheál Martin said he wanted to extend that and kind of reaffirm their commitment to have that to all schoolgoers as far as leaving cert. So yeah. Definitely a targeting of those kind of parents and families of young children.
A targeting of voters, I suppose, is what you could also call it. Let's get some reaction from Bara, who's listening to all of that now. So these increases that we're hearing about there from Aisling, like some of them are catching up with inflation, aren't they? How much better off will people be with this money?
So it depends really which group, and it depends kind of how inflation pans out in the next few months. But what we should bear in mind that, you know, if inflation is just 2% next year, you'd need on the state pension about a €6 per week increase just to stay level with that. So in a way, €12 sounds big and it's a nice large cash figure to kind of announce, but a good chunk of that is just going to be keeping pace with inflation that's forecast. But we also should bear in mind that actually, you know, the government's strategy over the last two or so years was not so much to increase the core welfare payments, including the state pension, job seekers allowance, in line with inflation, but rather to do a little bit of increases and then do all these once-off measures and the kind of the electricity credits, the universal electricity credits. And so in a way, it really has a decision in the next budget, which is going to, as we might suspect, be a pre-election budget, about the balance between those kind of measures. Do they want to kind of catch up welfare payments and state pension with kind of where prices have gone and focus more effort there? Or are they going to spread it thinner and do more what we used to call once-off payments, but I suppose we're going to have to find a new name at this stage, given it'll be about the third or fourth time.
But given these signals at the weekend, it looks as though those payments are now going to be built in rather than the once-off, as you say, in inverted commas.
Yeah. So that seems to be a suggestion of that what way they might go. And if they do go that way, then they're going to have less money elsewhere. They're going to have less money for the increases in, you know, spending on increased on childcare that they're talking about, increase on welfare payments for the tax cuts. It makes things more difficult. It means there's going to go less money to go around to the people who might really need it. Those on fixed incomes, for example, that, you know, that we're talking about, and that the state pension actually staying in line with prices. So, you know, it's ultimately up to the government what kind of balance they want to strike there. But if they are going to go down the route that they're suggesting, it does suggest there's going to be less for those who are on, you know, reliant on welfare payments.
How concerned do you get when you hear about tax cuts?
Well, I think, you know, there's some elements that where the government has set out that, you know, they want to make our personal tax system more competitive. And that's a, you know, completely legitimate aim. And there is a degree of, you know, truth to that as well. We from a comparative perspective, individuals hit the point at which you start paying the higher rate of income tax relatively early. And so government might want to address that, but it can't do that without looking at tax increases elsewhere. You know, it can't just pretend that there's, you know, infinite money to go around for tax cuts here, spending increases there, welfare increases there. And really it needs to think about, well, what are the things it really wants to achieve? And if that might be in making the personal tax system more competitive. And if so, where else is it going to?
Well, does the growing workforce not pay for it? No,
it won't on its own. In particular, that's true over the coming decade or so as the population is going to age dramatically, you know, and we're really going to go to a position where, you know, we're going to need to start spending a lot more on healthcare, a lot more on pensions. And that's just to stay still. That's not any increase in services. That's just because we're going to have an older population. And so from that point of view, you know, we're going to have a larger workforce, but we're also going to have a higher dependency ratio. So not really. No, it does need to start thinking about where it's going to prioritise and where it's going to raise revenue if it doesn't want to be on tax and income. Because that's, a perfectly legitimate thing for a government to want to do. But then tell us where the money's going to come from instead.
Okay. Well, there's something else on the list, Aisling, as well, because both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have made a play of doing something extra for parents of children who are in childcare. But we don't have specifics from either party, do we?
No, indeed. And Micheál Martin, as I was saying there, trying to target those voters who have children, talking about childcare, wanting to bring it down by 50% in this budget. That's a commitment that we've already heard. We already know about it. It's something that the Green Party as well are keen to achieve as it's their ministry. But Micheál Martin saying that they want to go further to affect the affordability of childcare. So while he hasn't said that, I suppose, given it a percentage of how much further he wants to bring it down by, and he's talked about making it even more affordable than they're going to do it in this budget. So, again, targeting those people. But of course, like, childcare is an issue that affects in that demographic. 50% of voters are women, and some of those women have children. And a lot of the time it falls on, you know, women to change their working habits, especially when childcare isn't available. And in many cases where childcare providers are shutting down, it constricts the supply. And in some cases, some women cannot go back to work and are forced to mind their children, even if they want to send them into a creche because they can't find one. Mm-hmm. So that all feeds into that issue of wanting to target those voters, I think, from Fianna Fáil's perspective, to gain those votes and to make those commitments to those people. So as you say there's no solid plan yet. I think it will be something that they'll be signalling in the weeks and months ahead before the budget, because it's a huge issue and one that is sure to get people on their side if they tackle it properly.
Yeah, and it's just a really interesting political battle now over who claims what and, you know, who gets to take charge of what portfolio. I mean, you mentioned there that childcare is a Green Party responsibility, but the other two have both mentioned it as a high priority. Barra, can I ask you about our personal tax system and those comments by the Finance Minister, Michael McGrath, that we need a competitive personal tax system? Is he right about that? And do we have an issue internationally on that front?
So he is right in the sense that we have that point at which you start paying the higher rate of tax. It is relatively low comparatively. So, you know, it's around 42,000 euro a year for a single adult. You start paying 40% rate of income tax on anything above that. And that, by comparison to other countries, is relatively low. And so, again, there's a degree of sense if you want to try and make the tax system more competitive internationally, that's one way to do it. But again, if the point is to try attract lots of, you know, these executives associated to international companies, it's not clear how high do you need to lift that in order to really be competitive. And we see lots of countries, you know, Portugal was one, although they are now changing, moving away, where they're introducing these really reduced rates of tax for, in particular, the executives of countries. And so there's, you know, in a way, a bit of a race to the bottom in terms of that. And there's you know, there's only so far maybe you can go and to compete with some of these countries. And again, then there's other things that matter as well. As you know, the tax system isn't the only thing that matters from the point of view of having trying to attract people to the country. Some of it is services. So we mentioned, you know, not only the affordability of childcare, but the availability of it, full stop. Housing, another important issue. And, you know, that's something that we've seen repeatedly over the last few months has been raised actually by the executives of multinationals as well. And so, you know, it's not just tax that matters. It does matter. But again, really, if we're going to go down the road of trying to make the tax system more competitive on the personal tax side, well, we need to think, well, where else are we going to get the revenues? And that's something, again, that we don't hear, and I don't imagine we're going to hear much about in the run-up to an election.
Barry, thank you very much. Barry Rowntree and Aisling Maloney talking about the budget in April, as it is now. We did not open that Pandora's box. It was opened by the politicians at their meetings over the last couple of weekends. Thank you both very much for coming in. Back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.